It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
This is the Bears Fan Source for breaking Bears news. The best Bears experts and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Today, the University of Illinois fired Athletic Director Mike Thomas following an investigation into a recent... Following an investigation into a recent spate of allegations against coaches at Illinois.
I want to be clear. These reports found no misconduct by Director Mike Thomas and no violations of policies or standards. He has done a good job of leading DIA through recent challenges, and he is the one who actually requested the outside investigations.
But they still fired him. That was Interim Chancellor Barbara Wilson. The report released today did find that former football coach Tim Beckman encouraged student athletes to play through injuries, interfered with their treatment, and put pressure on trainers to clear athletes to play before their injuries were healed. Senior Associate Athletic Director Paul Kowalczyk will take over as Interim AD. Bears and Chargers are a combined 4-11 on the season. They'll face off tonight on Monday Night Football. Matt Forte and Eddie Royal both out for tonight's game. Center Ronis Grassou is doubtful. Shea McClellan, Pernell McPhee, and Jermon Bushrod among those who are questionable. Bears and Chargers kick off tonight at 7:30. Rex Ryan said Ike and Impali will be a captain against the Jets on Thursday night. He's the guy who broke Jets backup quarterback Geno Smith's jaw during the preseason. Blackhawks are off until Thursday, but Patrick Kane was in the news today for being named the league's number one star for the week. He scored 4 goals and had 5 assists in just 4 games. And the Bulls are in Philly tonight to take on the 76ers. They've won 6 straight in the series, including 3 straight on the road against Philadelphia. Coach Fred Hoiberg said he's not anticipating any changes to the starting lineup. The Scoreboard Update brought to you by ChicagoFootball.com, your hub for the best Bears coverage. And join 670 The Score's Dan Bernstein and Steve Rosenblum for the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour Friday at Tracks Tavern and Grill in Deerfield from 1 to 6 p.m. Come check out the broadcast, score some Bud Light swag, and enter to win a pair of Bulls tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the home for the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays. This week, starting at 5 a.m. on Tuesday with Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Chargers game and continuing with coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour, Boards of Birdseed, brought to you by Web Ford. Visit webford.com today.
Boars and Bernstein at it again.
Boars and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
Why did you need to see photos of this woman when we knew exactly of what he was convicted?
It was described to you.
It was described to you. The evidence was presented. Are we in so shallow a time that you couldn't comprehend what he did? Everything was described exactly. The police reports,
what her body looked like, where the marks were, where the all of it was it was there,
and all that information was available. Her testimony was taken as evidence.
I really hate to think we're that shallow.
I mean, seriously,
unless you could see it, it didn't happen.
Right?
What? Are you kidding me?
Boers and Bernstein. Over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Olin Krutz.
Is he physically big enough to handle a blitz, which Langford looks like he's a physical running back, so I think he could handle that. So now you're looking for the mental part of it, because if you jab, step the wrong way and the guy's coming from the other side, well, you just got the quarterback killed. So it's going to be a tough job for him Monday night in somebody else's stadium, which really cuts down on communication. But Jay's been doing a really nice job getting everybody on the same page and getting into the checks that he wants. And Jay can really, really help. Knowing you have a young back, Jay can really help him with his pass protection and just taking that extra, you know, quarter of a second to tell him exactly who he has and where he has to be on every play.
Idiot and Bernstein over there on the score.
Terry Bores, Dan Bernstein.
Are you ready for some football?
I just gotta wait.
Bores and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And there was a surprising amount of stuff written about Greg Hardy after those pictures. And not everybody. We read some stuff Friday that showed that people at least have a working brain. But I saw a few things. It's like, okay, they went all the way back to Jerry Jones. See, now what do you got? Well, Jerry Jones says, well, I saw the pictures. I know the pictures were there. Okay. And he didn't change his mind. I didn't think he was.
We didn't think he would, and not surprisingly, Jerry Jones knew exactly what he was doing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
At least he acknowledged that he had all the descriptions of everything that was going on.
Yeah, but if somebody wrote, there's a few people in the many sites I check out. They wrote to the thing about, oh no, we got this, and not many. Thank God for that, because I just can't. I still can't believe it that you really actually need to see that violent of attack to say, oh yeah, that's bad. Now, ooh, yeah, that's bad. What the hell's wrong with you? It's been there. It's not a secret. Oh, we can't say anything. It's all there for you. I there's a couple very shallow people who had to write about it. Say, yeah, now we got pictures. Now we got you. No, you don't.
No.
No, you don't.
Yeah, it was a lot of it was uncomfortable. I was happy that most people looked at this like, oh, well. We kind of knew this. This isn't new. That there were, after the initial blush of excitement, and then people said, "Well, wait a sec. Well, this isn't really news."
That's what I say.
A lot of Illinois fans are reacting to the news today that Mike Thomas was finally let go, and are somewhat incredulous with what we were saying earlier that he had such strong backing. He really did.
He really did. Yeah.
He really did. This was an ongoing effort from some increasingly frustrated. Mm-hmm. Board members saying, "Hey, you know, folks, we got to do this. He can't be our AD anymore because there is no going forward. This idea of it somehow being distraction—it's not distraction.
No, it's not a distraction. And you can look. I understand he was making the school money, and everybody that is involved with the Board of Trustees—they understand it as well, and they also understand they probably liked him as a guy. At least many of them did." But the problem is that when you come to your hires, that you can say, well, that's really none of this is his. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It's on him, and he should have known more about what was really going on at Toledo when this behavior. And if you read the report about the stuff Beckman did, there's something just fundamentally wrong with him.
Yeah, there is.
There's something not wired right. Well, when you can't understand that doctors trying to stabilize someone's spine is at that moment on the field is not a time for you to demand that the player turn his head to look at you. I mean, that stuff, that alone is what? He did what?
I know.
The doctors are there making sure his neck isn't broken. Turn your head. Look at me. Turn your head. No. That stuff is just ridiculous.
You know, at some point when you hire guys who are just awful people, it's got to come back to bite you in the ass. It can't be, well, yeah, he didn't really do anything wrong, but we don't. Yes, he did.
The press conference today was bizarre.
When
you're trying, you're kowtowing to what I described to you as a robust section of the Board of Trustees backing Mike Thomas. Say, well, this shows no wrongdoing. He didn't do this. He's been a great leader and all that. No, you have to fire him. And a huge portion of your Board of Trustees has been screaming in your face, we got to fire this idiot.
Yeah, you at some point, I mean, who do you blame then for all the bad stuff that's brought the university? Who brought those people? I don't care about the money, but set the money aside for a second.
Yeah, good luck hiring anybody.
Who brought them there?
Good luck hiring anybody competent to take the AD job or anything else. I mean, you're looking for every to fill every office at that university, and then you have a day like today where all it does is double down on the fact that this is a program to avoid.
Yeah, did nothing
this,
wrong.
This is a place you where if you are somebody, a reasonable professional person, why do you want to be involved with these people at all?
Don't.
Why? Let alone everything else and all your other cultural issues that you gotta make sure that you're paying lip service to the downstate racist Gomers at the same time you're trying to court big money here in Chicago. I mean, that's just the whole thing's toxic.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's where all their money is.
Right.
Here. That's
the money's here.
Yeah, the
but
money's
your,
here.
But your red faced, toothless racists are all down there,
They're
and they don't want to even acknowledge any money comes from here, where all the black people are stealing their tax money.
Yeah.
This is from Amir, who says, how did it take the University of Illinois this long to fire Mike Thomas? And why do it now on a Monday morning? This guy should have been fired months ago after it became clear he allowed systematic abuse throughout the athletic department. If he wasn't fired then, what reason would have changed their mind to fire him now? With this group running through the university, they probably just realized this morning that no one had fired him yet. Hey, you fired Thomas, right? No, I thought you did it. So that guy still works here? We should probably fire him then. Yeah, no, it's been much more difficult and needlessly difficult. It should never have been this difficult. But they're in a weird place down there. They don't, in their little world down there, there are people outside of the champagne bubble, no pun intended, who see the world as it really is. Then there are other people down there that see the world it completely upside down at a place where Illinois, first of all, means something a lot more in their world than it does in the actual world, the athletic programs and everything else. And they don't really understand or care how they're viewed outside of there.
No, and I just think there's a fundamental lack of something. We had the three of them in the studio, what, about 4 years ago? We had the AD, Gross, mm-hmm. My guy, and two of them are gone, and there's one left, and I don't know how long that clock's ticking on that too. Especially if you get a new AD, somebody actually decides you want to take that job. I mean, because that performance is not worthwhile. He may be a nice guy and a hardworking guy and all that other stuff, but that's not worth anything either. That's mm-hmm. your premier program. It's not your football program. That's not doing anything for you. It's your basketball program you're known for, and that sucks. Can't get past eighth in the Big Ten. I think that's a problem. So, I mean, you can't sit back and say, well, hey, he didn't do anything wrong. Well, yes, he did. He threw your football program into turmoil.
Yeah, why are you firing him?
And why? How can you do your due diligence on that guy and then hire him?
That's my thing. And that's
how can you do that?
That's what I thought. I was when he left.
Are those two women's basketball coaches?
When he left our studio, I remember. I as soon as they left, I went to Maddie and I said, "What is wrong with him? There's just something wrong. Like there's something is his." His processor is
yeah, I sat right next to him. He was what we call back in the old country off a little.
Yeah, bad sectors in the hard drive or something.
Off a little. Yeah. Off.
Something not right.
We can't say it, but we can just say off a little.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was definitely off a little. We sat very close and we connected on a very human level.
Yeah, that was getting creepy because he liked you, and I'm thinking, what does he see? What does he like about you?
Oh, please.
You really know how to dance.
I'm one of the most likable men in all of America. Voted such.
Gross seemed the most normal of the three.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he's still there.
Yeah. I just didn't think the rollout was real good. I don't think the answers are real good. He did, however, give us something that I will always treasure. Wit.
Oh, he gave us more than that.
Come on now.
An Oski.
Come on. Come on now. That guy sat right there and gave it that wit. Come mm-hmm. on. So we're something, but no, there. He's just look. I sometimes expect when I'm dealing with a football coach that there's going to be something not connected, right? So I sort of give you a little leeway here, and I know that there's something not right about you to start with. Well, he got well past that. He went speeding past that line so quickly that I didn't even see him go by. He went by so fast. And then he went into some bizarro world.
Well, and this is from Greg, who says, okay, Mike Thomas did nothing wrong. Repeat, did nothing wrong. Another person fired from the U of I for doing nothing wrong. Who's running this place? Who's running Illinois? Is the answer Satan? Welcome, Doug Gwalvich. They won't be able to get many people when people get fired for not doing anything wrong.
That's what she said.
Realistically, something went wrong, and they're just not going to say.
Yeah, but not him, though. He did nothing wrong.
This is Illinois. Where did the lottery money go?
Yeah.
Why spurn racetrack owners but create an entire new class of gambling proprietors to run video slot boutiques? Welcome to Illinois. Yeah, who wants to take a job? It's like, well, why do you fire people here? Well, we fire people randomly for doing nothing wrong. You want the job? Yeah, sure. It's a great try. I'd love to work for a place where I can get fired for doing nothing wrong.
You cannot get a real football coach interested in this program. You know, even back when I covered the team, you could at least get some interest. You had Mike White come in. You had a guy that at least had some background in being a little shady and knew how to get things done his way. And that's what the best ones do, of course. So we know now that it hasn't changed at all this many years later. But I don't know if Ron Turner was a good hire, or didn't turn out that way. He did get 10-2, and then he had the bowl game where the guy was standing alone underneath the goalposts all night long, and he kept doop, 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 doop. Okay, touchdown. What are you gonna do about that? I don't know. You had some momentary, lift there, but when you look at the guys that are upwardly mobile around the country, that you'd say, hey man, I'd like to have that guy. You can't get in that conversation.
Nope.
There's no conversation for you. You got to hire some doofus, but you can't hire that doofus. Hire a doofus.
Yeah, they hired the wrong doofus.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind if they found some guy fired elsewhere and shamed by scandal who you at least didn't know is going to run a competent program.
Yeah, he'll figure a way. Yeah.
There's a way to hire a guy who's shady, who isn't abusive.
Right, that's what Mike White was.
He's not going to get you into trouble.
That's why I mentioned him, shady. But you knew he was going to put something together, but you didn't want to, your hands might get dirty, but it's okay. It's okay. I mean, we had a decent relationship about football. I mean, I knew he was what he was, but couldn't prove anything, but it was obviously happening. But those guys, even those guys, do you ever see anybody that they had a scandal, say? And, of course, the job hasn't been open, but that is interested in Illinois?
No, like a Petrino or somebody like that. But also, there's a difference between a guy who's on the fringes of NCAA stuff and somebody who's a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the Beckman stuff just shows he's a bad guy.
Bad guy, yeah, that's a bad guy.
Just a bad, dumb guy.
Yeah, you can't.
Who didn't understand his larger responsibilities and exposed everybody to tremendous legal liability.
Yeah, but he did nothing wrong. Mike Thomas. I think that he
did a lot wrong. It's negligent. It's his job to know.
It's his job
He's
to know.
He's got to know.
He got to know.
He has to.
Yeah,
I don't know. The fact that he didn't know. How did you not know?
Oh, I'm sorry. I think he knew. I just think there's a such a fundamental lack of anything there. And whoever the new AD is, good luck to you. Because you're going to find if you want a football coach, I don't know, maybe just keep Cubitt around. I don't know. Maybe you want him. Maybe you don't. Who knows?
But they got to figure some. I mean, it's so much big picture stuff to figure out. You've got a lot to repair here. You're in the absolute dumps.
Yep.
You're in the dumps. And you're not doing it. There's
your
no
image.
Nobody there behaving in a way that tells me that they understand that they acknowledge that, and that they're ready to find some sort of comprehensive plan to get out of it. I know there's a segment of the Board of Trustees that sees it. I know that. There are some very smart, very invested people who care deeply about the school. Unfortunately, there are also members of that board who wanted to go to the mattresses to keep Mike Thomas. What does that tell you? What does it tell you that this was this difficult to do? Something this obvious, something that should have been done so long ago, was this hard.
House divided.
You got to fix that first. Everything's divided about U of I. The culture's divided. You've got the whole Chicago versus Champaign thing. You can't.
It should never, ever come to the forefront. Look, it hasn't changed since I come. It hasn't. That same culture existed. It isn't something that's brand new and, well, what do we do about this? I mean, there are guys who could coach for you that will never enter into anybody's mind again. Just let them do it. I don't know if they're interested in that job, though, or either one. I don't know that they are.
I mean, it is.
But you can bridge that.
It's just so toxic. I don't know who you bring in to take over your athletic department. Somebody can say, ooh, now that's a damn good hire. Now that's somebody who can instantly restore respectability to your revenue generating programs and on down the line, because you're getting in trouble in your non-revenue programs.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no excuse for that.
No.
None. I mean, you hired this idiot to this atavistic idiot to run your football team. And you're hoping against hope that you get some sort of pulse from your basketball program where, because of injuries and mediocrity, that's not trending in a positive direction either. And you're getting in trouble on down the line of your athletic food chain. And then you wait and you wait and you wait. And people say, I think he's doing fine. I think his report exonerates him. Are you serious? I just don't know what world half the people are living in.
Yeah, and I have no idea. I'm not really up on my ADs. You know, there was a time when I knew which guy in the country was constantly looking for a job that I thought, yeah, that guy knows what he's doing. There used to be a lot of them, and now I don't know them. But I'm sure they're there. Do I think the chances are Illinois hires the right one? Because you better start there. You better start there because he's in charge of hiring. He's in charge of figuring this mess out. He's in charge of stopping this. He's in charge of making sure that this program is not the embarrassment that it has been. There's a lot of things for a new guy to do, so he can't be some guy that we liked him, so we hired him. No, you got to do better than that. Got to do better.
Orson Bernstein on the score.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood One Sports.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Can we just cancel the rest of the Dallas Cowboys season? Honestly, I am sick of looking at these guys. I'm sick of talking about these guys. And after that walk-off loss last night, there is no reason to watch these guys. So much for the 2015 Cowboys season. That sucker is over. Tony Romo can go ahead and slow his roll on that rehab. When will he be back? I don't know, but I'll tell you when he should be back. Training camp. Next year, no team has ever made the postseason after a 2-6 start since the current format began back in 1980, and certainly not a bad team on its longest losing streak in 26 years, and not a team that brings in a woman beater and still has not won a game with him. It's starting to feel like the Cowboys are losing every game because of karma, and you know what? I like it. I just don't need to see it anymore. See you losers next summer in Oxnard. I'm Jim Rome.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with your low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
It's the Light Up the Holidays event at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Join us from November 11th through the 15th and enjoy our best prices of the year. For the first time ever, Jared is offering spectacular savings throughout the store, plus premiering hundreds of new pieces. Don't miss your chance to light up the holidays November 11th through the 15th, because the one gift you'll always love is waiting for you at Jared. Pandora, Tag Heuer, and select Movado watches excluded. Other product exclusions may apply. See Jared.com for details.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Ready to switch to Sprint? Sprint will...
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. Then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I'm going to take the helm at this point and try to calm the waters, or ride the boat through the calm the waters, and keep this thing moving in the right direction.
Boy. Paul Kowalczyk.
Paul Kowalczyk. Absolutely perfect.
Boy, that's a firm hand right there.
I don't know.
Classic Illini sports tradition. I can't get a sentence out of his mouth. I'm calm through the helms of the waters.
I'm going to take the helm at this point and try to calm the waters, or ride the boat through the calm the waters.
What? We're all going through a storm together.
What?
What are you talking?
You're either part of the guys, pulling up the sails, or you're putting a jackhammer to the bottom of it.
There you go.
Tom Sula, the law firm of Tom Sula and Kowalczyk. I'm going to calm the storm through the boats and the waters or something. Can I go now?
What the hell are you talking about? You can't put it there in a sentence.
You need somebody to turn the, to really work at this thing.
Please, can somebody stand up and represent this university?
Represent the Illini.
Is it just a complete fool?
Our motto's win, and that is whatever is necessary today.
Thank you.
Now turn your head, even though you're a spinal patient. Turn your head. You're not hurt. Ugh.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Is it that tough, boy? Anyway, is it really that difficult to do that?
I don't know.
You know, is it like you can't find that guy? Are they so entrenched in where they're at that you can't like shop a nice AD for a big time school, quote unquote? You can't even get that. You can't get one of the more like say a respected AD from somewhere else.
We use the word OSCE not just because of the word OSCE or that it's a battle cry of the University of Illinois, but it also stands for something. That stance that we use that word for is our success equals the knowledge of being the knowledge of being a great student athlete on and off the football field, understanding how to be supportive, how to understand to be successful in the classroom. The E stands for effort, giving all out effort in everything you do each and every day. And then the last E stands for energy. Energy, being a positive influence on the people around you, having that belief and that system of as being a teammate, being a brother, the band of brothers.
You like that?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Yes, I do. Yes, and that's
indeed
classic from the Big Ten.
What?
Media day this year.
What?
That is your football coach, or at least he was.
Oh.
He no longer is. And you know what? How can you let a man with thoughts like that go?
All right, we're gonna grab some phone calls after an update because this is.
How can you do that? With a guy with thoughts like that.
I'm gonna calm the boat through the helm of the calm. Hey, everything's calm. I'm extremely calm, and the waters are calm waters, and I'm gonna helm the calm through the helm.
I'm gonna take the helm at this point and try to calm the waters or ride the.
Scoreboard update.
You can't get a sentence out. I'm sorry, Julie.
It's 2:30 in the Scorpion studio. I'm Julie DeCaro.
Help me calm the waters. What the hell? I'm in the boat, and the waters are in the boat. Water very calm.
I'm going to take the helm at this point and try to calm the waters or ride the boat through the calm.
Okay, cool.
All right, gotcha there, Skipper. Aye, Captain.
Despite their 2-6 record, the Chargers lead the NFL in total offense and in passing yards per game. And believe it or not, the Bears are third in the league in defending the pass behind just Denver and Seattle. Chicago and San Diego will face off tonight on the West Coast on Monday Night Football. San Diego will be without top receiver Keenan Allen, who's done for the year with a lacerated kidney. Bears will be without Eddie Royal and Matt Forte. This one kicks off from San Diego tonight at 7:30. Meanwhile, the Bulls are on the East Coast to take on the 0-6 76ers, but Philadelphia's last four losses have been by single digits after two straight blowout losses to open the season. Coach Fred Hoiberg says he's not anticipating any changes to the starting lineup. University of Illinois has fired athletic director Mike Thomas, despite saying that an independent investigation into allegations against the school found that Thomas did nothing wrong. Senior Associate Athletic Director Paul Kowalczyk will be the interim director. And the president of the University of Missouri has resigned after the football team, campus faculty, and students threatened to walk out over his handling of racial tensions at the school. President Tim Wolf says his resignation is effective immediately. Playing Saturday's game now against BYU will save the school $750,000. And in soccer, Man City remains at the top of the table after Week 12 play. Arsenal, Leicester City, Man United, and Tottenham round out the top five. Chelsea falls to 16th after their loss to Stoke. The Scoreboard Update is brought to you by ChicagoFootball.com, your hub for the best Bears coverage. And join the Score's Lawrence Holmes with special guest and Chicago Bear Sam Acho, broadcasting live tomorrow from Buffalo Wild Wings at Old Orchard Shopping Center in Skokie for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. And for your chance to win tickets to an upcoming game in the Miller Lite Loft at Soldier Field, brought to you by Miller Lite, now back in the original can, it's Miller time. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the home for the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays. This week, starting at 5 a.m. on Tuesday with Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Chargers game and continuing with coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Oh, boy, these people.
We're going to get the helm through the water through the thing.
Eric and Champagne, you're on The Score.
Hey, guys, I think it's a truly great day down here. I've kind of been waiting for this for a while. In fact,
I would think Mike Thomas probably knew it back in August when he let Beckman go, that it was only an eventuality it happened. But I don't know if you guys mentioned yet, but where would we be without Simon Cianovich in this whole thing, right? Starting it out in May?
Yeah, the guy who just started a string of tweets that started the whole investigation into the abusive practices.
Right. I mean, so he should be applauded and, you know, for actually speaking out, because who knows, we could still have this monster at the head of the program at this point without that.
And there were people still supporting him, and even then they're closing ranks around right. Beckman supporting this idiot. I mean, exactly. some people were I mean, angry people sending me emails and tweeting at me. And I
heard there's a lot of Illini faithful here in Chi-Town, 200,000, I think. So you're gonna get you're gonna anger people. Here, Eric, here's your job for us. Can you do something for us?
He will.
Find somebody down there who can put together one sentence.
Who's actually affiliated with the school, who can speak.
One sentence. One clear sentence.
A lot of thoughts coming in via email here in rapid fire fashion. Amir says, I would hire a drunken Steve Sarkisian and give him a second chance, because even Sarkisian drunk would be still more functional than Beckman. Rudy says, I wonder if that idiot Beckman is still considering filing a wrongful termination lawsuit. The answer to that is yes, it's coming. He said, I could not believe the story of the injured player's spine and the turn your head comment. A million years ago, I was around many a-hole coaches in high school and college. I can't remember anything that egregiously stupid. It's like the evil coach villain in some bad meatball sports movie, and I wouldn't even believe it. Michael says, I know Illinois has gotten rid of Thomas and others for supposedly doing nothing wrong, but it's important to note the big dollar firing, Beckman, was for cause. That's the one where they're trying to not pay the remainder of the contract. Perhaps they found it prudent to not add other people to the fired with cause list, lest it just seem like Illinois is firing everybody for cause, and hence help Beckman in his lawsuit. It sounds like Illinois had an out clause to jettison Thomas, so they didn't need to publicly blame him in order to get out from under his contract. But they didn't get out. They paid him $2.5
million. Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of money to go away, so you can't feel too sorry for him. And then Marlon Brando's helper monkey says, if Paul Kowalczyk and Jim Tomsula ever actually were to find themselves at sea at the same time, we would likely see a maritime disaster to rival the Edmund Fitzgerald. The ship the Oski struck the ship Italian dinner table as skipper Jim Tomsula was looking for lights in the San Francisco Bay. There were no survivors.
What's all the boat references? What's all the sailing and boat? What's all the references? What are you doing?
I don't know.
Why are you doing that? Can't you just put together a sentence without something stupid in it?
That's a good question.
Is that not possible? Look, even if it's without that in it, can you think of something to say in this situation?
But if you're going to do it, at least say it right. Well, you're going to helm the ship through the calm of the waters.
I mean, stop it.
Right. I can't answer.
Stop the references.
Southside John, you're on WSCR.
Hey, how you all doing this afternoon?
All right.
Listen, quick question. What is the countdown for Gross? Gross going to have to get some serious recruits coming in, because I believe his head is going to be cut off very, very soon. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, John, I would say this, that it would depend on who the new AD is, if we ever get one. And John has got to get this team higher up in the Big Ten than eighth place. I mean, it is ticking on him. You can't be eighth place. Not in basketball. You can be in football, because that's where you're usually at. Not in basketball. I mean, so many teams have passed him by, and there's a couple obviously really good programs in the Big Ten. Not as many as usual, but certainly better than Illinois. You can't continue along this path.
Greenstein is reporting that the two prime candidates for AD our Colorado athletic director, Rick George.
Okay.
George is a former executive with the PGA Tour and the Texas Rangers. He started 27 games at cornerback for Gary Moeller and Mike White.
Hitting head.
Yeah. Right. See, that's perfect. And the other candidate is Craig Tiley. He's the CEO of Tennis Australia. He coached men's tennis at Illinois, guiding the Illini to the 2003 NCAA championship.
I just want to know which one of them could put together a sentence.
Can either one speak?
Yeah, just that's all I want. A little clarity on what the hell you're talking about.
And if you're already AD of Colorado, why would you want to go to Illinois? Just you feel the calling of your alma mater?
Colorado is what we used to call back in the old country. It's a bit of a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're kind of bad at everything. So I don't know if that's... you know, I don't think there'd be any tears shed if he left, because everything about them is bad too.
But then why do you want him?
I don't know. Why is it an Illini guy?
So? Why is that good?
Because he knows the lay of the land.
But why do you want an Illini guy?
I don't.
Get somebody in here who's not.
I want one sentence that makes sense guy.
In Naperville, Kendall is on WSCR.
Hey, guys. You guys are talking about John Gross. I'm a big Illini basketball fan, and I like John Gross. I think he's shown that he's got potential at the very least. He's been in the running for some of the biggest recruits in the country, which Illinois really hasn't been since maybe Bill Self was in the conversation with some of those guys. But even the teams he won with were not the guys that Kentucky and Kansas were going for. And he's got the Mr. Basketball from Indiana, Jalen Coleman-Lance, who looks like he's going to be an absolute stud player from the exhibition game, at least that I saw. I know you can't really derive much from that, but he's got a pretty good pedigree. So I think Illinois is in good shape with Gross, and I hope they don't cut him loose, even if they underachieve a little this year. I hope they give him a little bit of time.
I don't. I mean, in the running means nothing.
Yeah, a lot of guys can say, oh, I almost got a bunch of good recruits.
Yeah, what is that good? Does that do when somebody's drumming your ass? Well, I almost got a bunch of good players. It didn't, though. That doesn't do anything. So what? First of all, you should expect them to be in the conversations for those guys.
Yeah, Bruce Weber was forced out because he was in exactly the same position. And he took him to the national championship game.
Yeah.
But that was also a guy who was always there on that last day when somebody's about to pick up a hat, and it was just the wrong hat.
Wrong hat.
And it was always somebody else and always next, and he was salty about it. He was mad about a lot of those recruits who he thought led him on for a while before choosing elsewhere. But that it wasn't enough for him.
No. Why should it be enough for Gross? Look, you got it. You're to this point, you've just been nothing. I don't care if you're in the conversation for him. Don't be in the conversation. Get them. At least one. Get one of these guys. And I really, you know, what I've been told is somewhere you really, if it's a good player and it's in this state, you basically have no chance if two or three guys show up from some other schools and you know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know you have no chance because if, oh, say that guy from Duke is here.
Or the
which
guy
he
from
is.
Kentucky.
Say the guy from mighty Kentucky is here.
Occasionally Kansas.
I don't like your chances.
Yep, Kansas will find somebody.
Yeah, or Bill Self is here. Whatever. I mean, there are guys here, and don't forget our guy at Michigan State. Mm-mm, no. Don't forget him. Don't forget him. So, I mean, they're in the running. So if you see Michigan State, Duke, Kentucky, they're sitting all in one spot, and then they're very cordial to each other and all this, and then the Illinois coach is somewhere wandering around, you just don't have it. It's okay to be, you're in the conversation. You're right here. You're in the conversation for kids in this state. But where are they from this state? Where the hell are they?
Leaving.
How many good players have left this state in the last 3 years?
Too many. Too many really good ones.
Really good
Bernstein,
players.
You have the score.
Tomorrow night, join Score hockey guy Jay Zawoski and Chicago Blackhawk Ryan Garbutt at the Crossroads Bar and Grill in Chicago on Tuesday from 7 to 8:30 for the 2015 Bud Light on the Glass Hockey Night Series. Stop by, meet the Ice Girls, and enter to win Blackhawks tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge. Brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Welcome to At Home, your holiday headquarters.
My holiday headquarters?
Well, yeah. You can choose the perfect decor to express your holiday style from our 15 holiday themes.
Wait, 15 themes?
Everything from country to classic to modern to season greetings.
Season's greetings?
Seas and greetings. It's a nautical theme.
I love it. What about outside?
Lights, inflatables, everything.
Everything?
Yep, we offer everything at everyday low prices all season long.
I love my holiday headquarters.
Check out athome.com and then visit one of our Chicago area At Home home decor superstores.
Hi, I'm Scott Yusim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your weekend starts with Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. You'll be there for the big-time showdowns and bitter rivals. Ground and pound and pass happy. Memories are made. Legends live on. Up-and-comers break out. Stars shine bright. Prime-time matchups. It's all here. Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. Night-night.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
In order to move forward, I believe that a change in leadership at the Division of Intercollegiate Athletics is necessary. I have exercised the without clause separation option in Director Mike Thomas's contract, and I've appointed Senior Associate Athletic Director Paul Kowalczyk to serve as Interim Director of DIA, pending board approval. I want to be clear. These reports found no misconduct by Director Mike Thomas and no violations of policies or standards. He has done a good job of leading DIA through recent challenges, and he is the one who actually requested the outside investigations.
Oh, God. He did nothing wrong, but he's fired.
That's Barbara Wilson.
Welcome to Illinois, ladies and gentlemen. He did nothing wrong. Everything's okay.
Did she say cause or clause? She sounded like she said the without clause option.
I didn't catch it. Don't know.
Yeah, can we hear that again?
In order to move forward, I believe that a change in leadership at the Division of Intercollegiate Athletics is necessary. I have exercised the without clause separation option.
Okay, without clause, not without cause. So maybe we got to make sure that we define our terms here to know what they've done. It could be something different in the contract, that there could be a without cause clause and a without clause clause.
Oh, man.
She's been declawed.
She can't put one together either.
No, she can't either. And that's a tweet here from Teddy Greenstein of the Tribune, who asked, why is Illinois paying Mike Thomas $2.5 million to go away? The university lawyers, quote, got out negotiated, unquote, a source tells me.
Another shock.
So on the way out, you're then out negotiated by the guy you're firing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please. I don't know what you do. I feel bad for a lot of the dedicated, invested, big money Illinois people who have been on the right side of this thing and have understood for years now the number of propagating missteps that have culminated in this waste area that is Illinois sports right now. But you know what? Part of me also doesn't. If you want to keep writing checks, you keep writing checks. At any point, you can stop.
Oh, they do. Yeah, they do.
At any point, you can stop and try to write checks to someone else. But this is really, really a thing.
They love their Illini. I mean, there's a whole ton of them here, and they love their Illini. I just think that, you know, look, the football thing doesn't bother me. I don't expect anything out of it. I don't get anything out of it. If you got a boob running it, and that's what you almost expect to be doing these days. That's basically what you've been hiring, and a bad guy. Okay, all right, but you can't let this basketball slip. You even in your own conference, you're an afterthought. Even a conference, not a national conversation, a conference, mm-hmm. you're an afterthought.
Mm-hmm.
Afterthought. They've been kicking your ass for so long, they forget, you know, like, what? When? I mean, you've been eclipsed, absolutely eclipsed, and taken out of the conversation. And I look, you gotta find a way in that sport, and there's some tradition in Illinois, to get back in the conversation. You can't hire a guy who nobody knows who he is.
And speaking of conversation, the other aspect of our conversation so far on this show has been just talking about the odd Bulls, the consistently weird Bulls,
and the
continuing weirdness today from the Sun-Times report on Derrick Rose and the things that he's saying about how he would be a leader, but he's got his own issues.
He's got things to do.
He doesn't have time. He's
I got no time for that.
He's got his own issues, so he basically is abdicating responsibility because he says he's been sitting out too long and he hasn't played enough, so he's not going to. They've got some weird organizational rule about who can be listened to, and maybe he knows that. He's on such an island in that locker room. Maybe he just knows that nobody really, everybody's attuned to tune out anything he says.
It's so funny that even at this point in time, we still get the blowback whenever you talk about him and then he does something. It's like, see, all you critics now shut up.
No, he's
that
gotta,
seems to be a national thing. Like all the critics can now shut up or should the critics shut up? It's like, are you kidding me? Do you really know what's going on here?
There's a lot of out-of-town stupid with Rose. There's a lot of national people, as some with Chicago ties, who have not been doing their homework, haven't been paying attention, haven't been talking to people close to the team. They really haven't been listening to anything that's come out of his mouth or really listen to NBA people when they talked about what's wrong with the Bulls.
Yeah,
dynamic with Jimmy Butler, et cetera. There is a huge national disconnect.
Yeah, there's no debate here. It's like it becomes an open debate. Then, well, see now, Derrick Rose silences critics. Aren't you glad? It's like, oh, okay, yeah.
By doing what?
He hasn't, though. And the whole thing is so weird. The guy is so strange. I don't know how you get a good vibe from him anywhere in the locker room. Player, coach, I don't know how you do.
Because nobody understands what's going on anytime he opens his mouth of who's really talking, where it's coming from, what his whim happens to be that day, what he says, and why he says it. And he's also not going to be a vocal leader because he just doesn't speak well.
No, so
he has
I mean,
a problem putting words together.
I wish people would stop that. If you understood the situation, I don't care what he did against the Thunder. I see what he's done since. I don't. There are other games that you have to play. You know, you have to actually show up and play.
Well, we also have to figure out, and he's still figuring out what he does for a living as a basketball player.
Yeah, I don't
because
know.
Because he's not a 3-point shooter, but he still likes to take 3-point shots.
I was gonna say he may not be, but he still takes them.
You know, when he against a bad defensive team, there can be open path to the basket for him to drive. But then he talks about having to be a facilitator. And it seems like he's trying to develop a game, this in-between game of little floaters, little push shots with either hand and using the glass because he can't get up over outstretched arms like he used to.
Yeah, I really...
Which to me, that's Ben Gordon without the threes.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing. And again, it's not every game is not necessarily... this thing has been going on and on. This is not something that's new, that's just hitting and say, oh, yep, now everybody can shut up. He beat the Thunder. Okay. All right, but what's happened since then, and do you really know what's going on with this team? Do you really know?
No, people are just looking for they look at an outcome, they look at a box score, and then they
an
say, oh,
out.
Well, this must mean that.
Yep.
Where, no, if you...
Doesn't mean it at all.
If you've been following what's going on, this team's got some underlying structural issues as far as the X's and O's on both sides of the ball, and they've had a locker room that's had its share of discomfort, and it was certainly easy to say that was all because you had sort of a bizarro coach.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. You got some bizarro guys in there.
Yeah, I think that everybody, you know, again, we're not micromanaging this thing. I want you to look at the big picture here and think about what's really going on. Read some stuff. Read Joe Cowley. Figure this out. And every game's not a referendum. Oh, yeah, now all you shut up, all you Derrick Rose critics, because we, I guess, fall in that Derrick Rose critics category.
But I don't know
category.
Who's saying some of that stuff. Just watch what's actually happening with the team.
Yeah, that's what I would say, too.
And I would say criticize what's real, not what you want to be real. It's good advice going forward with any of this stuff.
For any of it. Yep.
Pete Futek next. We moved him up. We flip-flopped him with Matt Bowen because we're going to do Matt Bowen as our usual Bears Monday on Tuesday, and we'll do Futek today. Zach Zaidman is going to join us a little
Matt
bit later.
Matt Bowen coming off a big win.
Yeah, he is. They're in tough now. Now the real games are coming.
Number three team, yeah.
For his nights. But it's going to be Zach Zaidman at 5 is going to scene setter for us from San Diego for the Bears on Monday Night Football against the Chargers. And there is Bulls basketball tonight, right? An early start against the woeful 76ers.
Yeah, they're in Philly. Yeah.
Ooh, are they bad?
Yeah, I don't know. Thanks for that, by the way.
Well, thanks for what?
No thanks for the...
Oh, no thanks for watching.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing it. I want to see my guy a little bit, I may, but in terms of actually like making... No.
Well, Tim here says that Rose doesn't have the time to lead because he's too busy setting up gross sex parties with other dudes and maybe a lady or two.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Think about that.
Yeah, you can think about it. It's, you know. Anyway, you got Boys of Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 Score. Pete Futek coming your way in a moment.
Mike Thomas has been fired as athletic director from the University of Illinois. Keep listening for all the details right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
It's the Light Up the Holidays event at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Join us from November 11th through the 15th and enjoy our best prices of the year. For the first time ever, Jared is offering spectacular savings throughout the store, plus premiering hundreds of new pieces. Don't miss your chance to light up the holidays November 11th through the 15th, because the one gift she'll always love is waiting for you at Jared. Pandora, Tag Heuer, and select Movado watches excluded. Other product exclusions may apply. See Jared.com for details.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-2255. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Hi, this is Jason Goff, and I've got great news for Chicagoland used car dealers and auto agencies. A 30-minute auto show is one of the most impactful ways to sell pre-owned vehicles, and Oxford Media has the formula. It's a turnkey solution. They'll write, produce, and broadcast, or they'll work in tandem with your agency. Call them now at 630-605-9322. Showcase 20 to 30 cars in your half-hour show and reach 3.4 million households across Chicagoland. Generate sales and leads, feature finance incentives and services. Just call Oxford Media Group at 630-605-9322 to set up your free consultation. Over the last 20 years, they've delivered quantifiable results for over 50 area dealers, and they're ready to do the same for you. Are you reaching enough used car buyers? Are you looking for a proven way to drive sales? From compacts to luxury sedans, trucks, vans, and everything in between, Oxford Media can help showcase and sell your used inventory. Give them a call at 630-605-9322. That's 630-605-9322. Sell more used cars, just give them a call.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.